America's interstate highway system is 60 years old and not aging gracefully. But how to pay for much-needed repairs? Carter Evans says some states are now kicking the tires on a mileage tax.
The freedom of the open road may soon cost you, and it's why Andrew Zingale is using a special app.
It's called the Driveway app.
To send photos of his odometer to the state of California.
You take a picture, and then that's the reading.
He's one of 5,000 Californians participating in a 9-month experiment to see if taxing drivers by the mile can replace the state's gasoline tax.
So this is getting data from your car's computer.
That's right.
Brian Kelly is installing an experimental GPS mileage tracker.
When you plug it in, it lights up.
Kelly is also California's Secretary of Transportation.
The projections on what we'll get out of the gas tax are down going forward, so we have to find new ways to fund transportation.
California needs $8 billion a year to maintain its transportation infrastructure, but it only raises $2.3 billion from its 27.8 cent a gallon gas excise tax.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with the gas tax except for one thing, and that is that our legislatures have chosen not to raise the rates.
Asha Agrawal, director of the Mineta Institute's Transportation Finance Center, polled drivers on what they preferred.
You asked people if they would be willing to pay a penny per mile driven instead of a gas tax.
Yes, we did.
What did they say?
They said not interested.
Only 23% said they would support a mileage tax. Part of the opposition, the study found, is privacy concerns.
People get concerned when they hear about a device that tracks your location.
That fear is understood. However, this program is really about just knowing how far you're traveling.
Last year, Oregon launched a similar pilot. And last month, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Delaware requested federal funding to test it. Secretary Kelly also hopes to figure out another potential issue: how to collect the money on a mileage tax.
There are questions, and the way you answer these questions is you test it.
Californians drive about 190 billion miles every year. Now, even if they were taxed at just under 2 cents a mile, which is what this study is looking at, Josh, there'd still be a transportation budget shortfall of about $4.5 billion.
Carter Evans in Los Angeles, thank you for that.